This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers, we get an update from Dan Bossi, the president of Ag Resource Company, who tells us there's been one hot commodity lately that the U.S. has been selling to China.
One of the things that we're seeing from our friends in China is just massive buying of U.S. soybeans. We calculate that Ag Resource, that China today has bought 26 million metric tons of soybeans. If you talk to people in USDA, they are delighted with this Chinese purchase pace of beans. This is record large as of this time frame. Now, whether or not China comes back and buys more, they're on holiday right now. They have an autumn festival holiday. But when they come back from that holiday, if they are aggressively buying again, you're going to see the soybean market maybe ramp up to $11 or $11.50, and that meal price will keep going up. So you need to be a little aware of both China and what's happening after that USDA crop report. That will be out on October 9th.
Bossi says China's orders for soybeans have been coming in faster than U.S. can deliver.
We are looking at demonstrative export programs out of the U.S. Gulf. As much as 400 to 420 million bushels in the months of October and November. That means that we are at capacity. There's just not any loadout capacity that will fulfill that. You can see here when I look at annual exports, we're looking at numbers that may be close to record. So our Chinese friends have really stepped up on phase one and bought a significant amount of soybeans. Because the export pace is so large, what has happened down at the Gulf is that the premiums to load soybeans onto a vessel are now at $1.55 a bushel. Today, China's paying nearly $12 a bushel, $11.85, for them to buy U.S. soybeans and load them on a vessel, a very, very rich price. If you were to get more of a rally within the market, that number would even get higher. But we really don't have the loadout capacity. The United States needs to spend more money on building elevation space down at the Gulf or the PNW to get grain on vessel and move things out.
Comments from Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource, who says China is actually the only country in the world that is right now showing a positive GDP.
It's a different position to be in. I think Trump's tariffs have slowed China's economy to some degree. But the Chinese economy has come back much stronger than expected with their authoritarian purpose on the virus being able to get things re-stimulated very effectively. So China's in another building boom. They're importing iron ore and metals and all those kind of things to facilitate building. That's what they'll do. And so their economy is in relatively good shape. And in fact, the only economy today that is showing positive GDP, I do not have one other economy in the world in this virus time that is showing a positive GDP rate. And saying that, somewhere in the next 18 months, China will overtake the United States as the world's largest economy. The yuan, which is their currency, is already appreciated, not depreciated, but appreciated about 6%. And so this has all happened as money is now flowing from investor circles back to China, away from the United States and Europe. So it's something you're not going to wake up and feel any morning because it's not that kind of granularity to it all. The U.S. economy starts to be focused inwards, which means we start to look at capital formation and manufacturing and trying to stimulate our industries because somehow we need to get our GDP rates going higher. So my worry longer term would be that the U.S. dollar loses its reserve currency status. In other words, it gets debased. You're seeing some of that already.
So what would it take for the U.S. to gain that number one position?
We would have to step forward with what I would call aggressive training to move manufacturing back to the United States, to decide that we are really going to be a technology hub. And by saying that, accelerate companies like Apple or someone related to artificial intelligence or robotics or electric automobiles. Something that the world would want to buy and buy a lot of. And so I think we have those talents and capabilities, but there has to be a political focus and there has to be a mindset that that's what the United States wants to do.
That's Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource, on a recent PDPW Dairy Signal webcast that you can hear in its entirety by going to pdpw.org. Our thanks to the Professional Dairy Producers for sponsoring today's Producer Tuesday. And coming up tomorrow on our Wellness Wednesday, Dr. Ryan Leiderman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek, will join us for our monthly Ask the Vet segment. That's tomorrow. Thanks for joining us. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.